Penguin Random House Audio presents Movie Star by Lizzie Pepper by Hilary Lifton. Read for you by Ariadne Myers. We took risks. We knew we took them. Things have come out against us, and therefore we have no cause for complaint, but bow to the will of Providence, determined still to do our best to the last. Captain Robert Falcon Scott, message to the public, March 1911. Introduction. When I first told PJ, my longtime publicist, that I wanted to write a book, she just about hung up on me. It wouldn't have been the first time. PJ has one way she likes to do things, PJ's way. After she'd cooled down a bit, she reminded me that we'd spent the past year and a half trying to show the world that my life was completely boring and mundane in an attempt to get the press to relax its 24-hour watch on me. Why would I want to stir things up again? It was a good question, and it has a real answer, but it might not be what everyone expects. I know that people want to hear my side of the story. I've been asked the same questions every time I've stepped out into daylight for more than 7 years. Lizzie, Lizzie, why did you marry Rob Mars? Was it a career move or do you really love him? Is he gay? What's it like inside the one-cell studio? Have you learned to levitate? Is it a cult? Why did you leave Rob? Did he cheat on you? Seriously, is he gay? Where's your wedding ring? Are you saving your sons from the studio? Are you and Johnny getting back together? And, of course, who are you wearing? I am going to answer those questions, though I'm not going to dwell on fashion. In doing so, I have no choice but to violate my ex-husband's cherished and embattled privacy. I don't do so out of spite. In fact, I'm deeply conflicted about it. A marriage that fails has surrendered on multiple levels. The smallest intimacies, the day-to-day rituals, the fundamental principles. In my case, my issues with Rob's involvement in one cell are distinct from my issues with Rob, but it became, and is in these pages, very difficult to separate the two. What will forever be true is that I respect Rob, and I will always care for him, and I would rather not hurt him. So why am I telling the story? Why expose Rob and myself, and even to some extent our young sons, who didn't choose a public life? It's not revenge or bitterness or a desire for attention, that's for sure. I'm not trying to make my ex-husband look bad. And I'm not trying to make myself look good. I'm not trying to rejuvenate my image or pay off debts. But for the last 15 years, the press has drawn me in crisp, simple black and white lines. The girl next door, America's sweetheart, Rob Mars's wife. For all the paparazzi shots and legal briefs and features that have been written about the news of my every trip to Starbucks, venti soy latte if you don't know already. Nobody ever writes or talks about the reasons or the reality. I feel like nobody really knows me, and until very recently, there were some things even I didn't understand about myself. After this bizarre, otherworldly phase of my life, in which the press tried to predict, expose, and analyze every slight movement I made, I was determined to reclaim those years, to describe what they were to me, regardless of what the truth might do to my image, damn it. The right to tell my own story in my own words became so important to me that I made sure it was part of my divorce agreement. I achieved this in a rather unorthodox way, but more on that later. Now that it has settled at last, I can finally break the first commandment of celebrity. I can tell the
Sample complete. Ready to continue?